A pro farmer concluded scouting of Nebraska fields last night, and what did they see in that state on the crop tour? Pro farmer editor Chip Florey, who leads the western leg of the tour, says USDA increased the Nebraska corn crop by 10.5% in August, and he said the pro farmer is right in line with that, projecting production will be up 8.5%.
The main thing that we saw that drove that number up from a year ago was a much, much better dry land corn crop. The irrigated corn in the state is a fairly consistent, fairly constant number. You know you're going to get irrigated corn yields in Nebraska. But the number that really kind of moves that Nebraska corn yield needle back and forth is the dry land yields. If you can get a dry land yield in the 130 to 140 bushel range, that's a home run for dry land corn production in this state. And I think that's what we're looking at.
With a million more acres in Nebraska this year, that means more corn on corn acres, yet Florey says the yields are holding their own.
Because Nebraska corn growers have been growing corn on corn on corn on corn for a lot of years. It was just recently that they really started to work soybeans into the crop rotation. You know, you go back to 1998, really, was the first year that we saw a big explosion in the bean acres in Nebraska. Since that time, they've continued to build up their bean crop. They've continued to do a better job of growing soybeans in the state. And as a result of that, beans are competing very favorably with corn out here until this last year when the market was really giving the incentive to plant corn.
Florey says whether the crop tour yield estimates are on either side of the trend line, the U.S. will be dealing with a huge corn crop this year.
13 billion bushels is a pretty solid number for this year's crop. It seems like if we're going to handle a 13 billion bushel corn crop, we're going to be using a lot of temporary storage, and the use of that temporary storage is never a positive for basis. Guys don't like to store corn outside. So I think basis is going to be under some heavy pressure this fall. Instead of trading in a typical 30-35 cent national average, we might be seeing a national average basis of 55-60 cents under. So we're going to see some extreme pressure on basis this fall.
And Florey says he expects a four-crop battle for acres in 2008.
Corn has to hold on to at least 93 million acres to keep up with the demand base that's growing out there. Soybeans cannot repeat what they did in 2007 and plant just 64 million. We need to have 4, 5, maybe even 6 million more acres planted to soybeans in 2008. Now, wheat, with the high price that's out there, it's getting plenty of incentive to increase wheat acres, and cotton is starting to perk up just a little bit. So we've got this battle in place. Who's going to win? I'm not sure. We're going to have to let the market sort it out, but one of those markets is going to get left out, and I'm not sure which one it's going to be at this point, but there is going to be a battle. I think it's going to be led by soybeans, and I think it'll probably get started before we really get heavy into harvest this year. Market might just be waiting for that September crop production report to get a better handle on how much cushion the corn crop's going to have and how far down we're going to draw that soybean carryover for the 2008-09 marketing year. Once we get a better handle on that, I think soybeans start to get pretty aggressive in bidding for acres.
The pro farmer analyst says the markets are now in a period of extreme volatility.
The volatility is going to remain in place. Our price highs are going to be higher, our price swings are going to be wider, and it's going to take longer to complete those price swings. So this explosion in volatility just means that we're going to have some really great pricing opportunities. You throw in the acreage battle that I think is going to be led by soybeans. Corn won't get left behind. Wheat's already leading the way, you know, and participating in a fight for acres. And don't be surprised if cotton doesn't perk up and try to get some acres back, too.
The western leg of the crop tour continues today as scouts cover the western 40% of Iowa. The eastern leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour departed from Anderson, Indiana yesterday. And then scouts on that eastern leg made their way all the way to Bloomington, Illinois. Mark Bernard, a consultant and agronomist with Pro Farmer, provides an overview of what the scouts on the eastern leg saw during the day two of the tour.
Well, we saw a lot more variety of insect pressure, but really not a lot of heavy pressure as such. More aphids, of course. We had a little healthier soybeans. They don't seem to like the hot, dry conditions like what we experienced yesterday over in Ohio. A few more of the bean leaf beetles this time around. Not quite so many of the Japanese beetles, although they were present in just about every field. There were some white flies. As some of the agronomists here pointed out tonight, you open that canopy up and they just boil out of there. And it's a debate as to whether they're a problem or not. I don't think at this point they probably really are as advanced as the stage of this crop is.
Bernard says while beetles are getting noticed, they may not be as concentrated this year as in some.
I'd say there's certainly one that's gotten more people's attention, and there's certainly one that is becoming more and more prevalent as we've been on this crop tour anyway. Whether or not they're reaching threshold levels, I guess that's the debate. And I'd have to say this year, actually, the numbers are not as heavy as they've been some years. So I'm not that concerned about them at this point.
When the group gathers in the evening, they talk with local farmers to learn more about the practices being implemented in the area covered during the day.
Well, we've been asking in particular about things like fungicide application, and tonight we saw, you know, it looked like about half the people raised their hands on the corn side anyway, I'm sure. And it's evident out here in the field that they've been doing something, because you go by some of these fields with a sign on them that are grass green that have been sprayed with a fungicide, and the one across the road is pretty well showing signs of some fungal pressure out there. So that in particular is real interesting. Insecticide applications the same way. Quite a few people tonight had sprayed for spider mite, for soybean aphid. Not so many for spider mite.
Bernard, who hails from Minnesota, discusses the agronomic conditions in his area after the recent heavy rains.
Well, we've talked with some of our clientele, and we've talked with some of our employees, too, and you know, we've had between 6 and 9 inches of rain, and it's a mess. It's not going to help us on the soybean disease end of things in particular. We'll probably see more white mold as a result, and we're probably not going to see maybe as high a test weight on some of this corn as it finishes up as a result of the wet weather. That can tend to knock that down a little bit.
The crop consultants and scouts on the eastern leg will make their way from Bloomington to Iowa City today and then on into southern Minnesota tomorrow. We'll be right there with them as the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour continues all this week.